The British government's controversial plans to deport undocumented migrants that arrive on its shores to Rwanda have sparked widespread criticism. In Rwanda itself, there are already hundreds of asylum seekers waiting for their requests to be processed. Some have been there for years. Lucine Cornet tells us more.
For the asylum seekers who end up at the Gashora camp in southwestern Rwanda, it is all about patience. More than 1,000 people have come through here since 2019, when Rwanda agreed to offer shelter to refugees stuck in Libya. Residents live in small units. There's a cafeteria and a center where people can learn skills such as weaving and hairdressing. For many, it's a welcome reprieve after experiencing truly awful moments.
When I was in Libya, I tried to cross the sea 4 times and I failed.
But the people here are all waiting for governments and administrations around the world to process their asylum requests. Some have been waiting for years, making the Gashora camp increasingly feel like an open-air prison. So much so that Ismail Banaga says he might just return to Libya to try to make his way across the Mediterranean once again.
I submitted my case to go to Canada, but since December, authorities keep giving me different reasons for why my case has been delayed and still not approved. I see other asylum seekers here have already left Gashora, but I don't know the reason why I'm still here.
The UNHCR says they have not had a single request to stay in Rwanda permanently. So far, more than 600 asylum seekers have been resettled in Canada, Finland, France, and Sweden.